I mean, no more. This been over five. I'm going to say five. I don't know how many years ago. It's been some years, you know, since God delivered me. And when he delivered me, I knew that I was delivered. There's a difference of being, you know, well, God gave me my healing. And then sometimes you see it comes back. You know, I've been healed a whole lot of times, but not just the symptoms, but that very thing come back. Then I had to wrestle with it again. But when this happened, I knew without a doubt that I was set free from all of that and had not had a headache, a nerve that was pinched in my neck. I mean, nothing. It ain't stopped me from doing anything. The sun don't, too much heat don't bother me, too much cold don't, nothing bother me no more. So I can stand here and tell God, I thank you for what you're doing in my life, Lord. I give you praise, glory, and honor today. We're going to bless the offering. Everybody had a chance to give. Father, we thank you this morning, God, for our sister, Lord. We know sometimes it's hard to get up here. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving us courage, Lord. We thank you for those that came out today, God. Lord, we thank you for the few that came out, God, pressed out this morning, God. Lord, God, to be amongst the saints, to hear the word, God, to see, God, what you're going to do and see and hear what you're going to say, Father. We thank you for the tithings, the offerings, those, God, that left their tithe behind, God, their offering behind. God, we ask that you were blessed this morning, God. Bless those, Father God, that gave. Even those, Father God, that wanted to give, God, but did not have to give. God, we still always ask 100-fold. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I know we may have. Oh, there she is. We got to have one more come in. I know. If we don't have one more coming in, that one more that I'm expecting, it's going to be trouble. Diddy, we was talking about trouble. Trouble this morning. That one more person better come in that door. I get home. What did I preach? Oh, here come another. Look at God. Ain't he good? God is good. God is good. He's good. He's good. God bless your mother. God is just an awesome God. He is good to me, I tell you. You know, I got a testimony I'm going to give. You know, I've said this often, but it ain't that I'm ashamed of God, but now I know this is what God is doing and this is what I must do. The Bible tells us that, oh, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. You know, make known what he's doing for us. Let the people know what God is doing because, you know, people are waiting on stuff. Some folk giving up on God. They don't know if he's going to come. You know, but me and my wife, we got some things going on. We some stuff before the Lord got some items that we needed, some windows. And my neighbor was telling me about how much she paid for her windows and all of that. And I know windows are high because I bought them and put them in myself that I need put in, 12 of them. And I said, Lord, I don't want nothing to get in those. I need the windows. I don't want it to be a distraction to me anymore. Give me some time to do it, but I'm not going to be taking off from church, taking off from work, doing this stuff. And I went to the throne. I asked him boldly, and I told him exactly what he can do. God can do anything. Ain't no need if you can do. So that's why I said, God, I'm going to ask you to pay what my neighbor paid, $10,000-something, and she, you know, she got a bill. And I'm like, I can't take her. I don't want to pay over $5,000 for windows. And so I left it at that. Put it before God. All this company, they came out. But before that, take me a lap. Y'all remember that? Those of here? It's good to be on the corner sometimes. I'm parked on the corner. I got me a corner lot over here. It's good to be on the corner because up here to me. And she began to minister to me, and I don't know if she thought that I was accepting it. Because I believe when God's speaking to me, I know when he's speaking to me. But whichever one he want to give me first, amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I receive it, you know. And so get down here to the windows again. And this guy came in, and I said, well, How you doing, Sarah? As you see, I got 12 windows. And I know you've been doing this for a long time. You know, to save you some ink and save you some time and me some time. You just give me a ballpark figure of where I may be. Then I can give you an answer. You know, we won't waste a lot of time. It's 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm trying to get home. I've been out here for a long time. And he said, well, he got the, you know, with these numbers, 189 a window, and this, that, and the other. I wasn't writing nothing down. I ain't pull out my phone, try to calculate it. I'm just waiting to the end. Lord, I know what I asked you. You know, if it's over that, I don't want it. I might will and deal with him. But when he got through, he wrote it down. I said, now you got to put on paper now. He said, it's the contract. Wrote it down. He said, I said, this the number? He said, $4,300? I said, look at God. Look at my God go. Don't tell me God don't hear us. You know, the devil is a lie. God hears us when we pray. You know, and sometimes we change up our prayer. Sometimes we go a whole different avenue instead of staying right there in that vein as if though God can do it. He said, call these things that are not as if though they are. You know, I'm believing God for whatever I ask him for, because this is the type of God that we serve. God is an awesome God. God started this thing and God don't finish this thing. God is not going to be a liar. He's not going to be mocked. He's not going to be defeated. God is God. He's a mighty God. We just got through singing it. He's wonderful. He's a counselor. He's a mighty God. How mighty is this God then? You know, is he that mighty to believe him for the very thing that we need? Not that I'm always asking God for things. I'm asking God for spiritual stuff. But Jesus said, I can have what I say. I need things down here in this world. But that is not my sole goal, to come to the throne and be always asking for, give me this. I ask the Lord, Lord, give me some young men that I can minister to. You know, God is concerned about the souls. And if I'm in his household, he's concerned about me. I got a need. And so ain't no way in the world that I'm not going to bring him my need. You know, God's going to supply my need. God is just an awesome God. And then come across the street. Talking about a Deuteronomy 28 blessing. You know, if y'all know what that, read Deuteronomy 28. These blessings shall come up on you and overtake you. You know, if we keep his commandment, hearken to, I mean, that's some prerequisites. That's some things that we got to do. We got to be in good standards. Had my back turned while I'm talking to the window man, this other guy. He said, this one guy said, I don't know who the guy, I know of him because he's down there to give me a bid on some work. He see this one guy come across the street, say, somebody come behind you. Somebody come behind you. Turn around, hurry up. Somebody come behind you. So I turn around and look. I said, hey. And the dude said, why'd you tell him, man? He said, I'm not going to let nobody just sneak up on the brother. You know, I don't know him, but I'm not going to do him like that. So that's God watching my back. And so he said, look, Fred, that's a household name. Know me as Al. He said, look, Fred. He said, man, look, I'm a licensed plumber, master plumber. I can pull your permits for your plumbing. I can pull your electric permit. He said, I even know how to drywall. I said, uh-oh, I need a drywaller. I said, maybe. But, you know, I'm just simply saying, well, God knows what I need. God knows what you need. It's there. It's there for the taking. You know, met a guy yesterday. You know, I got a great drywaller. I said, Lord, you're awesome God. I'm having fun with God. I am. Even in my trials, like we talked this morning, even in my tests and trials, I know that I can trust God. God is just a good God. Come on, give God some praise. We're not going to try to prolong you today. We do thank God for our pastor today. But thank God for allowing me to stand in her stead. As always, it's a privilege to try to fill her shoes, and I try to do the best that I can, try to assist her the best that I can, to support her the best I can, walk with her the best that I can. But I thank God for our past, and we ask God to just bless them today on their way home. I believe they'll be making their way home today or maybe tomorrow. We ask God to give them traveling mercy, and to pray that She has gotten plenty of rest. And we pray that when she gets back home, okay, when she gets back home, that all is well. You know, we just pray for peace in Jerusalem. We just thank the Lord this morning. Thank God for my wife for coming to support me. And she'll tell me all about it when we get home. She always do. She's a good instructor. You know, also that you have 10,000 instructors, but not many fathers. I got a mother. Mama, you my mom, that's my mother, right? She'll tell me how to get it done, when to get it done, and she got it all planned out. So I thank the Lord for being here today. Thank God for you all. I'm going to be reading in the book of Daniel chapter 10. Just try to encourage the people as I was encouraged as I read this. And so many people need help. You know, we all need help. We know to look to the hill from whence cometh our help. You know, we look up. But I'm here to tell you, and those that were here, those that are here, those that are listening, that help is on the way. It is. It's really on the way. God hears us, and God hears us every time we pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this word, God. I thank you, God, for allowing me, God, to handle this word. Father, I pray, God, today, Lord, that you would just use me but for a moment, Lord, today. Lord, that I may encourage, God, lift up, God, the bowed down heads, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would use me, God, anoint me, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, let your word go forth, God. Let it pull down strongholds, God. Let it destroy every yoke, God. God, let it, God, rise up in your people, Father. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to start at the very first verse, chapter 10, in the book of Daniel. And it reads, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing. And he had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, Daniel had this vision. And it was a long time for him to understand the thing, but he did have understanding of it. He had this vision, but to have this vision and have the understanding, but seemed like he still was waiting for something. You know, God give us vision. The Bible tells that, you know, the people perish without a vision. You know, we ain't got too many people that's having visions nowadays. Not at all. We need God to use us. The young men to have these visions, the old men to dream dreams, so we won't perish. Our people are perishing out here because we're not having these things. But God gave this man a vision, and he just fasted and he prayed for 3 full weeks. And he said in verse 4, in the 4th and 24th day, the 4th and 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hedeco. Said, then I lift up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ephraim. His body also was like beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. What Daniel saw was an angel. You know, God showed this man an angel. And in verse 7 said, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. Then the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quake fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision in me into corruption. And I retained no strength. He didn't have no strength, like faced it to the ground. and they just become weak. He said, yet I heard the voice of his eye in a deep sleep on my face and my face toward the ground. And behold, and my hand. And he said unto me, O Daniel, O man greatly, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken, he unto me, fear not, for from the first season thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am cry out to God. Our words have heard. He told them when you very first begin to pray for your words. You know, that took me back not to others when I first began to pray to God and ask God for things that I have not received yet. Yesterday, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, God's words, they come before the throne. They enter into his temple, even in his ears. God hears everything that we say. But if something happens in between there. And he said, and I come for thy words. You know, God is coming for our words. He's coming. I asked God this a year ago. You know, are we still believing God? Like, yeah, I did ask him that. But I ain't got it yet. Sometimes we go on somewhere else. You know, that man that waited 38 years, he could have left. But the Bible said he waited 38 years. God was coming to his healing. He was there for a reason, but he waited. You know, that's a key up on the Lord. We got to wait for God because God is sending a word back to us. And he said, but me, 1 and 21 days, I remained there with the kings of Persia. He said, now I am in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. I come to tell you this morning that your help is on the way. He said, look, Daniel, when you first begin to pray, this vision Daniel had, he said, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 20, the word down. The Bible says that his angels are called Daniel. This word is on the way to Daniel, what he want Daniel to know. But he said, we know that they were in bondage and things got together and they overthrew Babylon. This may sound like a natural. This is a spiritual thing. If God is sending something, we know that the prince of this world is the enemy. Because the Bible tells that we rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. So this angel, I believe it was an angel, had to be. We get our answers from God. God sent forth that angel. We got Daniel to give him a word to let him know, but things were held up. Say this word, we know that we got to be in a place to where this word is going to come back to us. We can't sit and believe that God, we going to leave. God is trying to send a word back to us. Jesus said, here, I ain't going to talk to me. Paul says, look, this is why Paul's in front of you, to try to block. It reminds me of what the kids are going through in school. Bullies too. Big bullies, little bullies. People trying to get from one destination to people. That's what the devil is doing. He's just harassing God's folk. Deceive us. He come in and trick us out of our blessing. Paul said, we don't wrestle against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual weaknesses. He said, yes, we're walking in the humanality of these bodies, but we don't war the prince of Persia. We ain't warring with the prince of this air. He's carnal. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. He was fighting against the devil. He's trying to bring your blessing to you, not sometimes. Every we get on our knees, every time we intercede, the devil got all kind of things held up. He got healings, jobs, finances are held up. I got a phone call, I got something up. You need to reach out and come and get it. God has got an answer for us, but coming. God is on the way. Peter said, look, it ain't that the prince of the earth, the prince of this world is trying to block us. And Isaiah 65 says, while they're yet speaking, I will hear. For the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. See that we need him. But he said, look, in Isaiah, it's going to come to pass one day and bow down and say and utter any word. He said, I'm going to answer you. How God's sword, it is a discerner of the heart. God knows you seek first the kingdom of God. Seek God first. He's saying, God, give me this and give me that. And you think back on just yesterday, on just last night. Yeah, you may have some setbacks. But when you think about what God and what, there's some people worse off than you are. It's people a whole lot worse off than you are. It's good to tell the Lord, I need this. But God, I got a brother over there that's in worse need. He can hardly walk. I just got a little back pain. He said, look, when the Spirit of the Lord is going to lift up a standard for you. God got somebody that's going to rise up and do this. God ain't going to do that. What you holding on for? That ain't up and lift up a standard for you. People, look, but the doctors is not the answer always. The doctors can't do it. My doctor, one time, I was telling Dee Dee this. They said, you need to go, my son. Said, you need to go to the doctor. I said, I don't need to go. I need to trust the Lord. I'm going to wait on God. But see, they didn't have to say, she called me, well, Big Al, I don't see nothing wrong. I don't know what to do, Big Al. I said, well, doctor, that's okay. It's not your, what is that? I said, I should have prayed in that and waited on God. That's what I need to do. So I'm going to go back home in this. God would do it. You know, people just don't understand. They just don't believe that God is a healer. God is a deliverer. But when it comes to this pain, for some reason, no, we don't. The doctor put a Band-Aid on. I was talking to my son. Look, medicine is good. I believe medicine. This me, when I feel the need to. Medicine, to me, is a psych and cause you to calm down. That's what I believe. I don't believe man got it in his power. He'll do a little something for you, but you got to go back. Grab you this, go get this, you go spend $50 for that. Come back next week, you go back next week. If you got to come back, but I'm not going to charge, it's no charge. How about that? Look, God's got a way to do for us to where we are in awe about it. Blessings. Jesus told Peter, he said, look, Peter, upon this rock, upon my word, Peter, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell won't prevail. Upon Jesus, upon what the Lord has done for us, I'm going to build my church and conquer and win and triumphing over us. That's what he said. He ain't said that you ain't going to have no troubles in this. He told you going to have troubles in this world against you. The gates of hell won't conquer you. He won't triumph. We weren't going to go through. The devil is a lie. The devil just walks around as devour. How he devour us is getting in our minds. This word, waiting for God to give us our healing. Sometimes you just got to don't come sometime. It sure don't. It's been years. But one thing I didn't do, I didn't stop calling upon his name. One thing I didn't do, I didn't say thing that I say that he can't do it. I kept calling. I got a witness. I got crying like a baby. I got kids, and yes, I cried. It was massaging my neck. I was saying, Jesus, Lord, heal her. I just kept calling on him. When the pain came, I said, Jesus. When I get a pain, I say, Jesus. This is how the devil get in your mind. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He hates us. Telling us what God won't do for you. God ain't going to come. And he know that he get in your mind. He know he's distracting the devil. He's distracting God's one working on that one. So either you're going to stand and believe God because that word is going to. Daniel said, look. He said, but. And 21 days for 21 days. But lo, and I remained there in the kingdom. This is what God tell you. Look, yes, God trying to, but look, we got help coming on the way. Can we liken this here, this angel, this prince, when we really need some help? When that word ain't coming through, we just can't receive that word. If I can receive what this man and this woman is telling me, but this chief prince is coming, a counselor. Jesus is that mighty God. Jesus is the everlasting Father. God is going to lift up a standard. This standard that God is going to lift up is going to be for righteous. So he said, look, don't be deceived. The devil's been deceiving us. Yes, we go through. Yes, we're waiting. But he said, God ain't going to be laughed at. He might be laughed at, but he ain't going to, he can tell us in Psalms that he that sits in heaven is going to laugh at them. Be deceived. We can't let the devil tell us that we ain't going to get what we need from God, desires of our heart, if we delight ourselves in him. God is not going to be mocked. It's the only way that we're going to receive our blessing, if we fight the good fight, if we press toward that mark, if we keep believing. It don't matter how it looks. My kids, I'm still waiting on you to save my child. Ever be a change? Is you going to come, or what should I do? Should I do something different, Lord? You trust me with your very lies. Trust me with their lies. But whatsoever things that you desire when you pray, can you believe what you're asking God for? Whatever you pray, when you pray, I do that, Lord, and I ain't got it. How are you going to receive what you don't have? By faith. By faith. Ain't nobody talking about faith no more. We just talk. It's the evidence of the things that not seen. So you got to hope. I don't care how long it's going to be. Don't give up. Don't get out the race. Don't get out the race of the prize of the high calling of God. It's in Christ Jesus. You stop praying if you give up. You can't get. If you believe, Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire, your help is on the way. We have so many different witnesses, so many different witnesses around us that what God has done for us. Job waited. He said, Job knew he had appointed time. You got appointed time too. You got appointed. Somebody else, I know I got a change coming. I know I got a word from heaven coming. I know God will get through all of these deceiving things that's going on in this world. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know. They tell you one thing, vote this way. Vote no. Vote yes. Yeah, just go and let them vote. I don't see nobody what they telling me. But I'm asking God, Lord, which way should I vote? I don't see nobody saying vote yes. I don't see no kid somewhere. The devil is a deceiver. This thing ain't just going to just start sliding by. You just got to check yourself. When you just slipping and sliding, just check things. Do what this man Daniel did. He was concerned about his people. I'm concerned about what's going on. I can't. Yes, it was God's will to destroy the children of Israel. He said, I'm tired of you, nation. But Moses interceded. This is what Daniel was doing. He was interceding for his people. We need to know what to do. You hurting? You lost? You know what to do? Call on Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is going to come just as sure as Michael came to help this angel out to get real soon. The song said, look, Jesus is coming back. Don't worry. Jesus is going away. Don't worry. Turning at all. Jesus is on his way. God is going to send him when he come. He said, so if you're believing on the Lord, you're living for God, you got a great reward. A reward. And these things are eternal. They are forever. They'll trick you and tell you that you can't, that you won't, that you ain't going to get. God don't break no promises. He promised to save our children. God promised to bring forth seed. God promised us those diseases that he put on the Egyptians. God promised to do these things. Or by himself, because there was nobody greater than him to swear by. So God's that same promise is unto you, to your children. Look, your help is on the way. Jesus is on the way. Jesus is coming back. Jesus, all you got to do is ask him. He'll be right here right now. He's here right here right now. Ask boldly. I don't care what it is. Whatever it is, ask boldly. Your help. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord this morning. You agree? We got some praying folk in here. touch and agree for anything. And he would do it. I don't care what it is. It ain't me. It ain't you. It's the Lord. So if you need anything from the Lord today, we'll touch and agree. And that word, living witness. God is not mocked. Anybody else? God is good. He's good. He's good. How many believe today that your help is on the way? He got all kind of stuff held up. He done pulled a wool over our eyes, pulled some stuff that we ain't supposed to see. You know, he's lying to us. Lie. He can't lie. The Bible said, "Let if he did it for me, he'll do it for you," as the song said. He did it for me. I thank the Lord this morning. Every time the Lord ministered to me, I just tell him, "Lord, I receive it." You got to open your mouth. I don't care who said, "Yeah, I receive it, Lord." I don't care who hear it. I want God to hear it. You know, yes, it's good to pray in tongue. Paul said, "I pray in tongue always," but he said, "Also pray with understanding." You know, so you don't know what you're praying for when you're praying in tongue. You don't. That's between you and God. My wife showed me this clip from Sid Roth. And this man, he was praying, kept praying in tongue, and God kept putting him in positions where he got to sit before leaders and all of these things. And he's sitting there uncomfortable, like, "When did I ask for this?" And he's wondering, "When did I ask for this?" And the Spirit of the Lord came down and said, "Every time you pray in tongue, this is what you've been telling me." Isn't that amazing? So that's why Paul says it's good to pray in tongue, but pray with understanding too. You know, you pray so you understand what you asking for, what you looking for, you know. So help is not on the way. Help has arrived. God sent his word. The Bible says in Psalms 107, God sent his word. He sent Jesus. We got the living word, the living word. And everything that Jesus did back then, Jesus will do it today. He's still doing it. He ain't changed now one bit. He just had to go for a while. He went to prepare a place for us so that where he is, we'll be also. But we still got what he said. We still got the healing blessings. We still got the delivering blessings. We still got everything that we need in Christ. So help is on the way, saints of God. There be no nothing else. We're going to stand and dismiss. I do thank you once again for coming out, for supporting me. You all continue to pray my strength in the Lord, because I do desire to see God move in such a mighty way. There's so much that's going on out here in the world, and we can get immune to it as long as it's not touching our family. Then we say a whisper a little prayer, but you know, stuff in the store just touching us. You know, God got to get, you know, not the world's attention on, but God's got to get his people's attention. You know, it's good. Like I say, they didn't have to say, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." I'm going to be somewhere. If nobody came, I'd do what I do a few Sundays. I just come over and praise the Lord and walk until it's time to go. So I just thank the Lord for just putting that in us, that, yes, there was a time before when pastor say, "Come on, y'all got to come." I was doing it because pastor say, "Come on." But pastor ain't got to say, "Come on," no more, Brother Al. She ain't got to say that. And I'm like, "Pastor, where you at? Y'all coming?" "I'm here." So we thank God for the word. I pray that I've said something to stir you, to help you just for today. So, Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, God, for your blessing, God. We thank you, God, for meeting with us this morning. We thank you for the help, because it's coming. We praise your name, God. And Father God, as we leave this place, Lord, we pray, God, that you just give us traveling mercies. Watch over us. Lord, see to it, God, that we make it to our destination, God, without hurt, harm, or incident. Bring us back, God, to this meeting place at the appointed time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.